At a meeting of the Wisconsin Bankers Association in Madison, the governor laid out a list of initiatives from tort reform to the possibility of eliminating the capital gains tax for investments made in Wisconsin. When he was finished, he acknowledged that he was preaching to the choir.
I preach to the choir because I want the choir to sing. I'm asking all of you to sing. I'm asking you to go back to your own communities. I'm asking you to go back to the Rotary and to the Kiwanis and to your chambers and to anywhere else where you can spread that message and start singing about the changes, even in this past week, that are happening here in the state of Wisconsin.
Walker says the boost to the economy he hopes his reforms will spark will take a while to kick in, but he says it will make Wisconsin more able to compete with Illinois, where the governor is proposing a 75% increase in the tax burden.
I thought I was reading The Onion the other day when I saw that. I thought a 7.5 would be a pretty bad increase. They're talking about a 75% increase at a time when, even in facing tough, difficult challenges, we're trying to show that we're going the opposite direction.
The president of the Federal Reserve Bank in Minneapolis followed Walker to the podium. His message dampened some of the enthusiasm for Walker's job creation efforts. Narayana Kokalakota told the bankers he expects the unemployment rate to remain above 8% through the end of 2012. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.